On the evening of Saturday, 15th of September, Pope Benedict XVI met with young people from Lebanon and all over the Middle East at the Maronite Patriarchate in Berkay. Sean Patrick Lovett tells us what he said.
Whenever the Pope meets with young people anywhere in the world, there are two words that recur constantly in his discourses, because they're the two words we associate most with youth: hope and the future. Speaking in Lebanon, these words echoed with special significance and strength, spoken as they were in the context of the violence and upheaval that's currently shaking the Middle East and the world, and even more so because they were addressed to Christians and Muslims alike. In fact, everything the Pope said to the young people, who represented their peers throughout the region, stood in stark contrast to the images and news reports simultaneously flashing across our screens. Not only did he invite them to be peacemakers, he urged them to resist everything opposed to life: abortion, violence, contempt, injustice, and war. Not only did he encourage them to seek beauty and strive for goodness, he praised their enthusiasm and creativity and reminded them that Islam and Christianity can live side by side without hatred, with respect for the beliefs of each person, so as to build together a free and humane society. At the same time, Benedict XVI told the young people he is aware of their frustrations and difficulties and the serious challenges they face because of the lack of security and the unemployment in this part of the world. Still, he reminded them, it's here that Jesus was born and that Christianity grew. Not even unemployment and uncertainty should lead you to taste the bitter sweetness of emigration, he said. You are meant to be protagonists of your country's future. Speaking to the young people, it was as though the Pope was addressing the whole of the Middle East at this particularly dramatic time. Be completely open to others, even if they belong to a different cultural, religious, or national group, he said. Respect them, be good to them. This is the true revolution of love. But the paragraph likely to get most visibility across the world is the penultimate one, in which the Pope addresses young people present from Syria. He speaks of how much he admires their courage and adds, tell your families and friends back home that the Pope has not forgotten you, that he's saddened by your sufferings and grief. Then Benedict XVI, in an unequivocal appeal to the entire world, concludes, it is time for Muslims and Christians to come together so as to put an end to violence and war. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.